Truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This morning, as we gather on this last weekend of ordinary time, we celebrate the great solemnity of Christ, the King of the universe. And in this, we celebrate the idea that Christ has power over all things in heaven and on earth. And our first two readings kind of speak to that idea in terms of majesty and glory. Jesus is presented as one who comes on the power of the clouds of heaven, descends upon the earth, and brings peace to his people. We have the image of Jesus who is over all, the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the beginning, and the last. But our gospel reading today, of course, brings us to the experience of the Passion. It's John's experience of the Passion. Jesus is prepared to enter into his death. And up till this point, every time anybody has tried to make Jesus king, he has fled in John's gospel, because their understanding of kingship is not what Jesus himself is about. But here, as he enters into his passion for the first time, Jesus claims who he is. He claims who he is about as king of all things. And we have this encounter between Pilate and between Jesus himself. And while Pilate in John's gospel is the one that's ultimately bringing about the experience of judgment of Jesus and will ultimately condemn Jesus to death on a cross, it's very clear in John's gospel that it's not Jesus and his innocence that's on trial. Pilate will say to the people repeatedly, "This man is an innocent man. He's done nothing wrong." It's Pilate who's on trial. Pilate himself, who is confronted with the person of Jesus, and Jesus revealing who he is and what he is about, and calling Pilate to faith. And the question is will Pilate believe or not? We have this moment where Jesus comes before Pilate, and the first question that Pilate asks, and it's the first question in every single gospel, all four gospels, the first words out of Pilate to Jesus is, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus says to him, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" And Pilate says, "I'm not a Jew. What do you expect of me?" And Jesus says to him, and this is the word that I think should resonate with us this day, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, my attendants would be fighting to free me. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this world." And Pilate says, "So you are a king?" And Jesus says, "You say so. But I have come to testify to the truth." Jesus says to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." And I think that's an important thing for us to hear. That means that Jesus' kingdom is not of all the values that our world holds up. His kingdom is not a kingdom of violence. It's not a kingdom of power that's imposed on other people. His kingdom is not one in which he enriches himself. His kingdom is not one in which his authority over others is felt. Rather, Jesus' kingdom is made manifest in the experience of the cross. His kingdom's not of this world, but it is his kingdom that will pass judgment upon this world. And it is His kingdom that will bring about salvation for the people of this world. And that leaves us, I think, with a question for ourselves as we come here to celebrate this great feast of Christ the King. Is where does our own allegiance lie? Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, we're not about the world in which we live. We're working for something that's beyond what it is that we encounter here and now. Our call as a Christian people is to work ultimately for life with Christ in heaven and to allow that relationship to define everything else that is. The kingdom under which we live is not a kingdom that's about power, that's about trying to put ourselves above other people. Our kingdom is one in which we lay down our lives in imitation of our Lord for the service of other people. If our life is just about the here and now, if our life is just about this world, then we will look for our fulfillment in this world. We will look for that which brings us joy and fulfillment in this world. But the fact is joy and fulfillment and life is not found here. Joy and fulfillment in life is found in Jesus Christ, whose kingdom is not of this world, whose kingdom calls us to something beyond this place. And it's critically important that we as Christians remember who it is that we belong to and where it is that we're going. That we're not about here. We're ultimately about there. About being with Jesus. And if our kingdom is about Jesus, then we don't need to find our fulfillment in taking from other people. If our kingdom is about Jesus, then we ultimately don't have to find our sense of self-worth in the power that we exercise, in the things that we have, in the ways in which we show ourselves better than those that surround us. Ultimately find ourselves in the ways that we reflect Christ in the world. If our ultimate destination is with Jesus Christ, then it is there that we find our model of what kingship looks like. And kingship for Jesus is a freedom that allows Him to lay Himself down for the life of other people, to give Himself freely, and through that, to conquer all those experiences of oppression and power and force, and instead to be an instrument of God's power in the world that one day will be all in all, that will bring us to a place of hope and salvation. We need to live for Christ. For all the things that we chased after day in and day out, to remember ultimately where we're going. And if we remember where we're going and what we're about, then ultimately we'll be rooted in what it is that we are called to be today with the people that surround us, with the ways in which we choose to enter our work, in our community in which we live, in the ways in which we choose to be about the people, the families, the community that surrounds us. Amen.